Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
I'm so perfect.
You're magical is what you are.
You don't even know.
Magical. You're magical.
So sweet.
I try to be. I do the best that I can.
Way to kick off the weekend. Nice.
Yes. Kick it off nicely. We got Fun Factory today, but real quick, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. You can also text us or call us. Leave a message at 402-915-0962. Wherever you're streaming, if you're on Apple or Spotify or even YouTube, whatever the case is, we really need you to rate, review, and follow wherever you're listening, okay, or watching, because it really helps the show to grow. It really does. So if you guys can do that, just take a second real quick and do that. That would be fantastic. I don't know why it works that way, but it does. It's not
it's
a
the magic
it's not
of
a
listening.
Shower. It's not a shower unless it's a grower. Gross.
Don't make our show sexual.
What
more
do you
so
mean?
Than it already is.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all you got to do. Bigpartyshow.com. Brand new, spanking new, and it's got merch on there, and you can become a party crasher right there. That means you're going to get all the updates on our next live show. We got a merch drop coming here pretty soon, so you'll get a heads up on that.
At some point, we'll do a newsletter. I just love sending newsletters. I just think it's like so funny because like you'll get like
newsletters. I mean, are we going to do newsletters?
No, we're not going to call it that. No.
Okay. Because I hate that word.
Party sheet. Something like that. I don't know what we'll call it. We're still in the hatching ideas stage of things.
Yeah, we
so
are.
So it's the weekend.
Uh-huh.
I've got a little cocktail advice for you.
Ooh, what's that?
I was just reading about this. It's called the spaghetti. Have you ever heard of it?
No. Uh-uh.
So this is the recession take on the Aperol spritz.
Aperol, but I've never used it and I don't know what to do with it.
Well, here's a chance for you.
Okay.
This is basically like an industry drink that's now making like its way onto menus all across the country. And it's called the spaghetti. And what it is it's a bottle of Miller High Life. You take a little swish, spill out a little bit, and then you add a shot of Aperol into it. And it's a beer Aperol spritz.
Now, is that just because I don't like Miller?
You can use
beer.
Whatever. I'm just
you
saying
whatever,
like,
beer.
Yeah, you can use whatever. You could use... I think the point is that I think it needs to be full octane. Like, I don't know if it could be Bud Light, but it could be Budweiser
or,
you know, that kind of thing.
Bud Light and Modelo in the house.
I think Modelo would be good.
Okay. I love Modelo.
Try one this weekend. So it's
Aperol,
called.
Is there alcohol in the Aperol?
Like a
I don't even
whisper,
know.
Like a whisper. I mean, it's not a lot.
We had
I can't imagine rolling up and being like, I want a shot of Aperol. Yeah.
We just talked about it because that was the drink of the summer a few months ago. And then I was walking through a liquor store or whatever, and I saw it, and I'm like, I'm just going to buy it. It's not cheap.
No.
For what it is. So that was the hard buy. I'm like, I don't know. So I figured, you know what, maybe I'll just have it. But then I forgot, and I didn't look it up. I could have just looked it up, on what goes with the Aperol spritz. Is that what it is? Aperol spritz.
So you can do Aperol spritz. We went to our friends, these friends of ours, the Fishers, they're awesome. And they are always really good at wine and cocktails. And they always start off the evening with a cocktail. Like if you go to their house for dinner, and I love that.
Yeah.
And this time he made Aperol, like Aperol spritzes. So the way he made it was, I got to ask him what wine he used. He used a white wine, almost like a Chardonnay or like a Sancerre or something like that. And then he put the Aperol in that. Mm-hmm. And then he added some like Topo Chico or whatever kind of plain club soda. And then you can put it with like a slice of orange.
Okay.
And it's just so stinking refreshing. Like I realized that was the first Aperol spritz I'd had of the summer. Which I can't believe I've gone this long without an Aperol spritz.
Is it that strong though? I guess it depends.
No,
on what
it's like
have
a it's
it,
like
right?
a nice like pre dinner cocktail.
Okay.
An aperitif, you know, so it's like something that gets the ball rolling. Because we started off with that, and then we went to a bottle of rosé. These are the guys, these are the friends that we went to Napa with last year.
Oh, okay.
So we got a bottle of rosé together while we were in Napa, and we saved it for when we could have dinner together. So we brought the bottle of rosé, and then we moved on to like a Pinot Noir with
Pinot
the pizza.
We do have a message from somebody. They have a question. If you guys ever have questions and you're listening, no matter what it is, it can be a dumb, no dumb question. You know, that generally we do that on Monday, but we do it all the time anyway. But if you ever have a message or just want to, you know, say something fun or, you know, give us, you know, whatever, just reach out to us. All right. It's BPS Crasher. All right. This is from Shannon. She reached out and she said, your gangster name is the color of your shirt and the last thing you ate. Jeez.
I'm
What's the last thing you ate? What are you wearing? You're wearing black, right?
I'm wearing black too.
If you're not watching, I would be
embarrassed to say the last thing I ate, and you will be so surprised the last thing I ate.
And this is going to be your gangster name for the rest of today's show.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Okay. So what's yours?
My gangster name is Black Watermelon.
Oh.
Yo, it's Black Watermelon in the house.
Check you out.
Check me out. What's yours?
You're gonna die. Black ice cream.
Black
I had ice cream last night.
That was the last time you ate.
I thought
something.
Of you. The last thing I ate was ice cream last night, and I thought of you.
You know what's funny is that we ate ice cream together because Wylene went to sleep early.
Okay.
And I went and got a tub of ice cream, the big tub that we had for her mom's birthday. There's still some left over.
Yeah.
And like a fat ass, I sat in a recliner and spooned right out of that thing watching comedy. Yeah. All right. So you're black ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, we could get more specific and be like black fudge sundae.
Oh, you had a fudge sundae?
I did.
I
got this stuff. Have you ever gotten Halo Top? It's this like light ice cream. Yeah, they serve it. I got a little bit. Okay, this is a little bit of a review and it's not the nicest. I like Halo Top and I was so excited. They had peanut butter cup as a flavor. And I was like, ooh, yes, please. So I grabbed a pint of the peanut butter cup. Okay, well, I have a little bit of a critique. Peanut butter cup, wouldn't you think that had chocolate in it?
Yeah, it didn't. It was just peanut butter.
It was just like peanut butter ice cream. I was so irked. So, I mean, I thought I was getting peanut butter cup. You can't call it peanut butter cup if there's no cup.
No.
You've got to have the cup.
Well, I guess maybe they think the cup is the cup that it comes
the
in.
The container? No,
yeah,
it's not.
I guess
when you say peanut butter cup, you think that there's going
to
be pieces of chocolate.
So it was called Reese's peanut butter cup chocolate.
Right.
Okay,
no.
All right.
So it was just peanut butter ice cream. So I scooped up some into a bowl, and then we have hot fudge in the house, and I heated up some hot fudge, and I drizzled it on top of there with chocolate sprinkles. Like, I went all in.
I guess they didn't have the chocolate, you got to add it.
Right? I had to. But to be fair, I already had the hot fudge out before I even opened it and found out that they didn't have chocolate.
That's
like, there was already going to be hot fudge on that, even if there was chocolate in there. I was just annoyed that I didn't get that extra chocolate.
Yeah, because I have some chocolate syrup as well.
It's different than syrup, man. Fudge is like the stuff.
I'm with you because when we were getting it, because her mom likes that chocolate syrup.
Yeah, like the Hershey's.
I was totally eyeing that fudge. And then I even suggested the hard shell.
Ooh, have you ever the magic shell?
The magic shell. Is that got flavor? It's been so long.
It's
I don't
chocolate.
Know.
Yeah, it's still it has chocolate. I just am not, I never, like, I remember when it came out and it was wow, you can make.
Mind blown.
Right. Because, like, the only places you could really get that was at Dairy Queen, where they would dip the cones and then it'll come out and it'd be magic. So my daughter has gotten into hot fudge and they have these containers now. It might be Schmuckers. I don't even know. But it comes in a plastic bottle that you just throw in the microwave for 30 seconds and it comes out and it's a squeeze bottle and it just like you shake it up and then you squeeze out and it's like perfect.
Okay.
Magnifique. So she's been gone at camp this week.
That's right. I forgot she was out of town. See, we both got a good because guess what? This is my little caveat thing on that. Wylene can't eat dairy.
Right.
So I can, but not as much. I'll pay a little bit for it, but she pays a little bit more than I do. So this giant 1 gallon thing is mine, all mine. So now you
gotta go
got
get some
Mara's
fudge.
Ice cream. I think I need to get some fudge today.
It's worth it.
Is
it's
it?
Not
okay.
That expensive.
It's been a long time.
It's not that expensive, and it is the perfect topping because it's got that creaminess to it. Oh my god! I might have to have a hot fudge sundae after we finish the show.
So what about dipping? What about dipping fruit in it?
You could, yeah. I mean, there's no reason not to.
That much healthier. I can just get a bowl of like cantaloupe and strawberries.
That's
and
just stupid. Why would you do that? Who are you kidding? That's like going to fast food, ordering a Whopper and being like, Diet Coke, please.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, but no, really?
But I'm just saying you could.
In for a pound.
Okay.
I felt like a pound. Like I came downstairs. I was watching. So because Mara has been gone this week, Declan and I have been watching a movie together every night. And in case you didn't know, my 15-year-old son is actually a 78-year-old white man.
Yes, he is. What did you guys watch?
Well, first we watched Dunkirk.
Okay.
And then we watched 1917.
Why is he? That's so funny.
Last night we watched Valkyrie.
Okay.
And tonight I think we're going to watch The Darkest Hour because apparently he's part of the Greatest Generation.
I think so. How did he get into all? Those are all great movies, by the way. But how old is he? 15?
He's 15.
Yeah.
He loves history.
Okay.
I mean, like if you look at his YouTube history or whatever, he's just, I mean, like if you looked at his history on YouTube, it's all history stuff. I mean,
okay. All right.
So he's always doing that.
So your black ice cream. Gracie, you should write down or at least tell us what you ate last night or the last time you ate something. I don't think Gracie eats food.
She does eat food. She just doesn't eat food on camera.
Barely. Tell me it's a sausage. So what's that? You had
red wings? Ooh.
Red wings is your cat.
Oh, I love it. Red wings. That's
no,
nice.
No, you don't. You don't want to be called Red Wings.
Why not?
Because that's what you
call. That's a hockey team.
No, it's the other thing. It's your vajayjay on a period or whatever
what
you want to call it.
Talking
yeah,
about?
You got red wings.
What are you talking about? Shut up. Just stop. No.
That's like a porn name.
No, it is not. Jeez. It's a hockey team.
Yes, it is. It's a hockey team. But yeah, but it's you don't want to. Gracie, I'm sorry, but you are Red Wings.
How do you ruin perfectly normal things?
It is what it is. I'm just telling you. She knows it is what it is. We're not thinking that she's a hockey gangster. She's a gangster. Like, I'm black watermelon, you're black ice cream, and she's Red Wings.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, guy verbiage, I guess. So you're in gangster land, and she comes into the room and say, yo, I'm Red Wings. Everyone's going to be like, oh. Sorry, Gracie.
So this reminds me the difference between men and women and colors.
Okay.
We were on tour one time and we had two big expeditions. One was red and one was like silver.
Okay.
And so the guys wanted to call it Big Red and like Silver Bullet or something like that. Like just big names.
The vehicle? Okay.
Yeah, the vehicles. Because we had walkie-talkies. We would talk back and forth to each other.
Uh-huh.
And so we would be like, you know, Big Red checking in with Silver Bullet. But the girls were in one car and we refused to call them that. We called it Cinnamon Stick and Champagne Douche. Be like, Cinnamon Stick coming in. They're like, it's Big Red. Like, no, it's not. They'd be like, Silver Bullet. We'd be like, Champagne Douche.
So that's your gangster name. All right. So we got that out of the way. So that's what you had for dinner then? What'd you have for dinner? I'm just trying to think.
Didn't really have dinner. I kind of had girl dinner. And that included a hot fudge sundae.
Okay.
Because I knew fair. I wanted ice cream. And I was like, I can't do both. I can't have dinner and an ice cream sundae.
Hey, Wallet Hub came out with the most stressful cities. They went down, I want to say it was like 182 cities.
Okay.
And they went through all these categories. You know how they do that with that, you know, Wallet Hub, you know, that's categories like work hours, average crime, obesity, divorce, stuff like that, all that. Guess out of 182 cities, I know it's a hard guess. The later of it is the best. You don't want to be in the top 10 at all. The top 10 is like number one is Detroit. I can see that. It seems like that would always be a deal there. Then you got Cleveland, Baltimore, Gulfport.
Oh, really?
Memphis, Shreveport. Yeah, it seems like everything's, for the most part, kind of south. There's Philadelphia and Toledo.
Where's Chicago?
I didn't see Chicago. It's in there somewhere, but I just kind of grabbed the top 10. Yeah, I'm sure it's in the top 15. But Nebraska cities, Omaha, sat at 164.
Oh.
How about that? That's a less stressful deal. And then Lincoln went to 175. So apparently we're not stressed out people here. I don't feel any stress.
Why would you? There's really no traffic. Cost of living's good.
Yeah, I don't leave the house.
So. Yeah, right. For you, there's no traffic because you don't leave the house.
No, I don't.
But as somebody who did leave the house when they were in Omaha, it's relatively easy to get from point A to point B. Yeah, I noticed that, like, I had to readjust to driving in Chicago when I got back because something that might be 2 miles away could take 20 minutes. I mean, it could take a while to get there.
Yeah, we're like 2 miles
away in
here.
Omaha. 2 miles away in Omaha, you're like, why are you even? I mean, it's like blink and you're there.
Yeah.
So that's, there's
adds
definitely
to it,
much
of course.
More. Hmm?
That adds to the stress, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know? When you're like stuck in traffic and it's a million degrees outside,
yeah,
and you just want to get to where you're going, and
so you're
where you're
honker,
going isn't
though.
Even fun.
Right? I mean, you're a honker.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so you, I mean, that's a big city thing.
I honked when I was in Omaha. My sister.
Did
was,
you really?
My sister.
That's
was
how
mortified.
You get shot.
My
Why'd
sister
you?
Was mortified.
I bet. I would be mortified too. You honked in Omaha. I never hear horns hardly unless I'm walking in. I mean, I never hear horns.
Well, if I was behind you and the light turned green and it had been green for a second and I could see that you were on your phone in front of me, I'd honk.
Okay.
And I did.
I guess I have heard a honk before then.
Yeah.
Do you lay on it?
No, I do the beep. It's just the like, there's different kinds of honks. So the honk that this one is just a tap. So it's just like a, hey, look up type of deal. Then there's like the honk where it's like, come on, let's get going, like whatever. And then there's the honk, like what the
which
stink
one do
are you
use
doing?
More, which one do you use more in Colorado? I mean, in Chicago?
Probably the tap, you know, like you're behind somebody, the light, like it happens a ton when you're turning left. For whatever reason, people just take that as an opportunity to go back to their book on their phone or I don't know what.
Like, isn't it illegal to be on your phone in Chicago?
It's illegal.
Yeah. So, yeah. And people still do it, of course.
Of course.
I know you don't.
No. I
you don't at all. I mean, because I've tried to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Several times. And even when you're in Omaha, you still don't pick up that phone while you're driving.
No, I don't like to talk while I drive. It's too distracting. I need to have my eyes on the prize so I can honk at any possible moment. Yeah. I don't want to be distracted by a conversation.
Yeah.
I want to be eyes just eagle eyeing. Ooh, who's going to honk?
That's strength there. Cause yeah, I couldn't, I'm not good at that. I try to do the best I can at it. Have you done your back to school shopping yet?
God, my boy is
going to
be
starting now.
I know. And I want to understand. So high schools now, it's basically paper free. Every high school, the kid has an iPad. It's all the assignments are done on devices and it goes into a portal and it disappears.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's expensive. And I rolled out last year. I had to buy him a new iPad. I had to buy him a keyboard and pencil and all that kind of stuff. Now he comes to me. Here we are, T minus. And he's like, hey, I need a new keyboard. The space key's really not working. I don't know. The space key's not really working or whatever. I was like, why are you so hard on things?
Yeah.
And he's like, why you got to be so cheap about it? Like, because I just bought you a keyboard a year ago.
I have my keyboard. I still have keyboards from 5 years ago. He must just be, maybe you dropped it or something. I don't know. But
I'm sure there's some backstory. I'm only hearing it just all of a sudden magically doesn't work like it used to.
Well, they're saying that that you're going to spend like $570 of some sort, a kid.
Yeah.
This year back to school. I don't have kids. So I don't even know what that's all about. I get it. But everyone's trying to shop early now. I guess we're in August. I think school's coming up here.
School's starting in like a week. I mean, yeah. It's
I guess back in July, and everyone was just kind of trying to, you know, get their stuff done. How boring is this conversation?
Well, no, it's – I mean, the tough thing is, I guess when you say back to school, in my mind, I'm just thinking like school supplies.
That's but what I'm thinking too, but you got to get shoes.
I know, but what you forget about is shoes.
And all that other stuff, yeah.
And clothes. Shoes are not cheap. And kids are growing all the time. I wish my kids would stop growing so I could just buy like a pair of shoes and be like, just make them work for a while. Instead, they're like, I want a new pair of Nikes. I'm like, I bet you do. They're like, no, but seriously, like I can't uncurl my toes. Like these don't fit anymore.
And that's the thing about having a brother and sister is that you can't hand me down those things.
Yeah, we do.
You so Meryl will wear boy shoes and stuff. I guess it doesn't matter.
I sent her to camp with a pair. I mean, she wasn't happy about it, but I was like, you're going to camp. They said you need an extra pair of tennis shoes. I'm not buying you camp shoes. You can just wear an old pair of your brother's. I'm the worst mom ever.
Oh my God. Now imagine Mara hiding in a corner because everyone's picking on her.
Why? It's camp. You're just going to get dirty anyway. Why would I go buy a brand new spanking? She's going to get new shoes when she gets back. I wasn't going to buy her new shoes to trash up at camp when she's got perfectly
decent. Do those shoes even fit her?
They're a little big.
They're a little big, yeah. Parent of the year over here. See?
You wonder about asking me for a haircut, too. And I'm like, just wait till back to school. You don't need a haircut now. Oh,
that boy. Mara, how old is she?
She's 13.
Oh, God.
She's got one-length hair. She's got long one-length hair. She doesn't have bangs. She doesn't have anything. So it just grows.
Yeah.
There's no cleanup. I mean, it's not like a guy's haircut where you got to stay on top of it. Like, if it just grows, it just grows. And so she's like, I really would like a haircut. I'm like, that is something that we're going to do in August. And I've been telling her that since June.
Mom of the year, that's for sure. At least you recognized it.
There's just stuff that's unnecessary.
I mean, but God, don't send her like, to camp with giant clown shoes.
They're not giant clown shoes. We found a pair from his collection that fit her pretty much. She's not going to wear them anyway. She needed an extra pair in case her legit real shoes got like sopping wet. Well, because they're hiking and stuff like that. And if it rains, you don't want to walk around with wet shoes. So they're like, bring an extra pair of shoes. And I'm like, well, you don't have an extra pair of shoes.
You know,
because you're not allowed to even get a haircut until August.
You asked about that. Where did Chicago land on that stressful city list?
Yes.
You guys hit a different list. Number one. I think it's been number one for like 4 or 5 years in a row.
The rattiest city?
No. I know that's for fact right there. You guys are the number one for bed bugs.
Gross. What?
Yes. Sick. Number one.
So yeah. I should not have pulled in that mattress from the alley.
No, probably not.
Bedroom.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, it had a sign on it that said no bed bugs, and I believe random signs in the alley.
Well, see, Omaha went from 36 to 24.
What happened there? What'd you
I don't know.
Do?
I'd have no idea. I have never seen a bed bug or dealt with a bed bug
before. If you've seen one, it's too late. Like if you've seen one, it's like a cockroach. Like if you see one cockroach, like just they're not alone. They travel in packs. There's not. Well,
a friend of mine had he lived in an apartment complex and he had bed bugs that he brought back from somewhere. I think he was in Hawaii.
I'd be so mad because it goes through a whole building.
It does. And so what had to happen, because it spreads, you know, it's on your clothes, it's everywhere. So he said that he looked underneath the bed at night with a flashlight and it looked like the ground was moving.
Stop it.
That's how bad it was. So he had to move out and they had to put a giant tent around this apartment complex and fumigate the whole thing.
Yeah.
So now he didn't know what to do because he didn't want to take bed bugs to anywhere else. So he went camping until it was all done. And he had to burn his clothes. And then he would just clean his body on a daily, like with like alcohol, which would burn.
This is a terrible story. You thought it was boring before. Show. This is just gross. You're like, it looked like the floor was crawling, and then he had to like soak himself.
Hey,
I mean, oh.
You're number one.
Number one.
Yes, you are.
You don't want to have.
I don't want him. I don't at all. Someone was just telling me, I don't even know what the conversation was about, but someone was telling me that they were on vacation and got bed bugs too.
It's over. I mean, yeah. Seriously, like you have to move. Like if we suddenly found out that we have bed bugs, knock every surface that happened. It would be like, okay, I guess we live someplace else now.
For until you can get it taken care of.
Like forever. Like, I don't think I could come back.
You couldn't.
Like, I'd be like, I guess we are going to start a new adventure somewhere else in a non-bed bug city.
Okay.
Gross.
I know. It's gross. I'm sorry. I'm grossed you guys all out. Thank God we got Fun Factory coming up in a few minutes.
I mean, thank goodness is right. Mm-hmm. What do you got going on for the weekend?
We got Maha Music Festival that's happening. That's pretty much it. I got really nothing else going on.
Excited about it.
I know.
You're like, I have nothing else. I've got no reason to live.
What do you have going on besides eating?
Probably
ice cream?
A World War II marathon. I got to watch the storming of Normandy. I'm just terrified that he's going to be like, let's watch Saving Private Ryan. And then I'll have to be a hysterical mess next to my son. I remember that movie just kills me every time. I mean, just the idea that you're like looking for this brother because he lost all of his other brothers. I mean, forget about it. Niagara Falls.
Oh, like, absolutely.
I don't need that. So I keep bringing up movies that I was like, maybe we could watch Happy Gilmore. And he's like, no.
Have you seen it yet?
Not the new one. No, I can't get anybody to watch it with me.
Isn't that interesting? I won't do it either.
Yeah, I hear it's terrible. And I'm like, how do I know? Nobody I know seen it. How can anybody, like, who saw it that said it was terrible? There's only like one person because I don't know anybody else that saw it.
I don't either. And it's funny because all that's all over the, you know, like the entertainment news type thing is just that Travis Kelce was in it. And they're even panning that, going that there's a whole scene where Bad Bunny had put like honey on his chest and then they had a bear lick it off or something. Okay. And everyone's like, why was that even in it?
Well, why would that be?
I didn't realize that you can't find it because I'm not interested in Adam Sandler.
It's on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Free. So, I mean, you can watch it. I mean, stream it, whatever. So there's that. I keep trying to push my movie agenda on my son. And the thing is that I just want to spend mother-son time. So I end up buckling and watching whatever he wants to watch because I just want to be like in the same room with him because we're getting to that stage of things.
God, it's making me sad.
Where I'm just like, I just want to be near you.
He's like, okay,
weird. Why do you want to be near me? I'm like, I don't know.
Boring to gross to sad.
To sad. Really knocking it out of the park. Getting ready for that weekend. I'm doing happy hour.
Now review. Go wherever you're listening and review this conversation today. All right. Give us a review.
Tell us. They're like, please stop. Make it fun again.
We have a ton of reviews, by the way, on Apple Podcasts. And it's all 5 stars. So thank you to everyone who's already reviewed. But
thank you. That's so kind.
Yeah. So, yeah. And also on Spotify. Spotify is a little different. You can just comment there. I don't think you can review on Spotify.
Oh.
I have no idea. And you can comment over there on YouTube as well. If you're still awake.
Yeah, if you're still listening. Thank you, Mom.
We sent you through all the emotions today.
No, I'm just excited that he's off of a device. Mm-hmm. And that we're spending time together. Yeah. And if I have to watch every World War II movie,
and you're going to do
in the catalog, I think that's what I'm going to do.
Do you still hold his hand when you're walking
around?
We don't
even sit next to each other. Do I still hold his hand? No, he's a grown, he's taller than me.
Okay.
If we were holding hands, I think people would think we were dating. Because I look like I would date a young person.
Yeah, you do. How about when you're walking with them? This is all coming back to my, like, my childhood with my mother now.
Okay.
Because my mother always used to put her arm wrapped in mine arm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And I remember walking by it was called the Burger Bar. So it was like a burger joint, right? We're walking by and there's just glass windows all the way across where that's all where my classmates would all be sitting sometimes.
Okay.
So I remember pulling away.
Oh.
Yes. And my mother said something.
Good.
She said, are you too old for that now? And now that she's not around, I feel bad about it still. I mean, we should have held hands till the day she passed.
Well, weird. I think that would have been a little bit weird. If my son was like, can we hold hands? I'd be like, I'm not wired like that. Like, uh-huh. I don't necessarily need to hold his hand. I'll occasionally hold my daughter's hand when we're crossing traffic. That still happens.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. But I realized that it's been a bit since I crossed traffic with my son. So maybe not. I ran into him at a restaurant once where he was waiting for his friends. And it was just an accident that I was in there. And I thought he was going to spontaneously combust. I was like, oh, I was just here to pick up some pizza for dad, but I can stick around. He's like, you don't need to do that. I was like,
did you not want to say anything to him when you saw him? Because I remember running into I kind of followed him around. I followed Oliver around, the youngster.
Oh, really?
And it was the funniest shopping experience because he was grabbing all this food and stuff, right? And he was still in high school.
Yeah.
But he would keep everything in his hands because he was at that age where he was too cool to have a cart.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or any type of basket. So I gave him grief about it. I'm like, they have baskets, dude. Like, but
you're so old.
Oh, come on.
He's like, gross basket. So what did you stop talking to me, new dad.
What'd you say? Pardon? What'd you say to Declan when you saw him?
I was like, hey, bud. He looked up from his phone. He's like, hi. I was like, so excited to see you. What are you doing here? He's like, I was going to get some pizza. I had a slice of pizza with my friends after school. I was like, where are your friends? It's like, they're on a different bus. They're coming now. It's like, should I stick around?
God.
I didn't. I'm not going to do that to him.
Why not?
Because I embarrass him in other ways.
Okay. You should go walk across the street with him so you can hold his hand one last time.
We're going out to lunch today.
Okay.
Maybe make him hold my hand as we walk through the parking lot. Help your mother. I can't get through the parking lot. He'll be like, you're fine. Really?
All right. I want to roll into Fun Factory. Are you ready for this?
I am. I look forward to it.
My algorithm, by the way, is so messed up. It's not even what it used to be. So it's hard now. So I somehow fell into the algorithm of the bananas.
What are the bananas?
Ball. The banana ball. You hello, just woke up today. The banana ball people, they're the baseball team, like the Globetrotters, but it's baseball. They all wear yellow. Okay. Look it up. It's interesting. It's like a phenomenon. Everybody's watching. They're selling out stuff like football stadiums.
Okay.
You know, because the way they do things, it's a different.
How did it get in your algorithm? Did you search them out?
Because I watched a couple interviews. One of the guys on that does flips on live TV face planted and busted his face open. And I'm like, ooh, who is that guy? And then it all started there.
They're like, next thing I'm watching
the owner of it dresses like Curious George. Oh. He's wearing a complete yellow hat and suit.
Really?
It's a yellow. Look it up, please. Anyway, that's all I've been getting.
Really?
So then I had to go down and find other bad videos and stuff like that, uh-huh. Reels from what people have sent, including the sweet Wylene. And so I had to rebuild.
Yes.
My algorithm is what I had to do so I can get rid of that. I think how it works, I could be wrong, but if you spend X amount of time on one thing, mm-hmm. then it thinks that's what you like.
I mean,
you know what I mean? So now I'm spending a lot of things on, I don't know, just gross and weird stuff again. it's kind of getting back to normal.
I guess I just get cool stuff because that's all I'm interested in.
All right, so we'll just start with this. If I have to see it, then so do you.
Oh, no.
On today's episode of If I Had to See It, So Do You. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend
was a freak like me? Don't you? God, that's for the YouTubers, by the way. There
my
you go.
God, why are you? That's gonna hurt too. He duct taped that to his body.
Yeah, he duct taped. How would you? Are those?
Those are wrapping paper rolls, like the once they get down to the cardboard. Oh my God.
Yeah, he duct taped it to his nipples. All right. So sometimes you need a little help to get through the day. Gracie.
I don't know who needs to hear this song today. But when you do, I hope that it finds you well, and I hope that it helps.
Our anus is a useful thing indeed. The anus gives relief in time of need. We all have an anus, so no matter what you've heard, remember that anus is the proper word.
Hope it helps!
It did help.
Feels so instructive. Learned a little something.
Do you eat the brown bananas?
I use them to bake.
You use them to bake?
Mm-hmm.
What is the deal? I mean, how does it, because we get bananas here and Whiting doesn't eat them if they get little specks on them.
Yeah, it's just a matter of what you like. I mean, they ripen, and if you don't like that taste, then you don't want them when they get to a certain stage. Like, I won't eat them when they're not speckled. Like, I have to wait till they get speckled in order to eat them. I don't like them when they're, like, green or, like,
okay.
Really firm.
So that's as far as you go on the bananas then?
I mean, I keep them around. The darker okay. they get, I'm like, all right, but if they get too dark, then, yeah, use it for.
All right. So this is, it's always the brown bananas because no one ever eats them.
Hey, babe, the kids won't eat these brown bananas.
Throw them out.
Why?
Because mommy doesn't love you.
What the fuck?
Whoa. Those weren't brown.
I agree. Those
I was like, those are perfectly, like, those still need some time.
This one is for you, all right? It really is okay to be you.
It's okay to be white. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be straight. It's okay to be gay. It's okay to be you. But it's never okay to stop at a yellow light when we both should have made it.
Yep. My new best friend.
Not your new best friend.
Oh my God, seriously. Drives me crazy. It just happened yesterday.
Play
that I was like,
again.
You're the reason we didn't make it.
Hit it again, Gracie, for me.
It's okay to be white. Woman. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be straight. It's okay to be gay. It's okay to be you. But it's never okay to stop at a yellow light when we both should have made it.
Oh my!
I didn't realize they had cameras inside my car. Seriously, that happened yesterday. I kid you
I
not.
Hate it too. I hate it too.
It was this car in front of me. I was like, you are kidding me. We had both of us could have made it. You're like, you're the worst person. You're like that person in the apocalypse that isn't running fast enough. And I'm the one who's going to get eaten by zombies because you don't have a hustle.
Okay, this one's the last one we got right here. Coffee really does the body good.
Mm-mm. My name is Trina, and I live in St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's perfect.
And I'm addicted to coffee enemas.
For the past 2 years, Trina hasn't been able to function without her daily coffee enemas. A procedure where liquid is injected into the colon to clean out the lower intestine. Her addiction is so intense, she does up to 4 every day.
I love the way coffee enemas make me feel. I feel like a sense of euphoria. I absolutely would fall apart without them.
I've never heard of such a thing.
I have.
You have heard of coffee enemas before?
Yes. But
What it does, but what does it do? Is it supposed to, does it have a healing factor? I mean, you're shoving liquid coffee up your butt into your
intestines. I don't know what it does. I have heard of it. I have not explored what it does.
Okay. All right.
But I do know of its existence. I've never understood enemas to begin with.
I don't,
you'll see those people and they're like, you know what? I swear by it. I'm like, don't even say it. Tell me that that earlier today you were lying on your bathroom floor with a tube up your butt.
People do it. And then when they get I guess what I was told that when you get that going on and the water in it, cause you got to do what you do. You don't eat. Right. So you got to, it's a cleansing thing,
yeah,
I guess.
Cleanse.
Anyway, you're supposed to massage your intestines.
Ooh.
Yeah, with the water to get everything cleaned out. Yeah, I've never had an enema.
No.
Ever.
No.
Maybe we should. I don't know.
No, I mean, yeah. And honestly, like if somebody listening or watching has like some great tips about it, like
Send them over.
Well, that's also like it's time consuming. I mean, you've got to lay there for a bit. Like, you've got to have a good amount of time to. I mean, it's not like snap and you do it. I mean,
I
it takes
know.
A while to do.
Back to gross.
I know, right?
Actually, cringe. So we
totally cringe.
Every emotion.
We're really running the gamut today.
Funny, and then we went to boring. Then we went to. Sad.
We got to pep you up. We got to get you peppy.
We've gone everywhere today.
You seem very subdued.
Touched every single one of you guys. So there you go. You got it. That's what it is. But yeah. All right. So have a good weekend. And, you know, we'll touch base on Monday again. So if you have any dumb questions you want to take part in, you can send them over to BPS Crasher, or the phone number is 402-915-0962. Don't forget about the website, bigpartyshow.com.
All right. And thanks to everybody who, you know, went ahead and registered for the pair of Maha tickets. It's going to be a fun weekend. Even if you didn't win, I hope you're going.
We'll have more.
It's going to be good stuff.
We'll have more stuff.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe day, safe weekend, and do yourself good.